Inside the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast on a Fan Friday, I'm John Ledyard from FanRag Sports and NDT Scouting, along with Trevor Sikkema of PewterReport.com, who covers the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And it's time to get to your questions, ladies and gentlemen. We got 16, Trev, so not quite as many as usual, which is actually kind of good because we got to shorten today's podcast a little bit.
I'm ready.
Are you prepared? Are you sure? Because the first question is really going to challenge you.
Actually, probably not, but yeah, I mean, let's do it.
What would the at of your burner account be? It would probably be something that had nothing to do with me if it was a real burner account. I mean, I wouldn't want any, like, it wouldn't be like at not John Ledyard or so, you know. It would be something that no one could draw a correlation, I feel like.
Yeah, funny, like, story, like, just from you saying that, because my other Twitter account got banned, like, now I can never have at Trevor Sikkema again.
Yeah, that's pour one out.
I've emailed Twitter and I've been like, hey, can you just, like, give me the handle? Like, just
please?
Literally my name.
It's my name. Mine would be, like, something that no one would ever make connection. So, like, Fortnite Slayer. Because I don't play Fortnite.
Mine would be Terrell Edmonds best pick 1255.
Get out of here. They would draw that parallel quickly. They would think it was me, though. So you would be framing me. You would be the same.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's
got to
be something different.
Colangelo, right? Yeah. Okay. How about this? For me, if I could take one Bucks player and add it to the Steelers, who would it be? If you could take one Steelers player and add it to the Bucks, who would it be? One Bucks player. Y'all got any good DBs over there?
Well, actually, Justin Evans would be perfect for y'all.
That's true, because they do need a single high safety.
Yeah.
He was solid last year.
Justin Evans was really good last year. Well, not really good, but I mean, I guess, like, for a rookie, I thought he was.
Do I believe enough, though?
Well, who else would you take?
Let me think. Give me a second here.
I mean, it depends. Am I also coaching the Buccaneers? Because if I am, then I'm picking Antonio Brown. But if I'm not, then I'm picking Le'Veon Bell.
I don't think anyone said anything about coaching. So as a fan, I would say you're taking Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon. Yes.
Wow. Even with Ronald Jones there.
I mean,
you're crazy not to take Antonio Brown. Mike Evans. To put Juju in the slot, Evans and AB outside, and move them all around.
See, you're talking about good strategies here in the Bucks. I mean, I haven't seen it.
can't relate to it.
I don't know. Right. That's why I don't know.
You know who I would take? I would probably take Levante David.
Leonard Wester, nice choice.
I like Leonard Wester coming out as, like, a late round guy.
He was.
I would probably take, I'd probably take Levante David, I think. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how well he fit in this deep, but yeah, he can cover, and they're a nickel all the time anyway. I'd take Levante David.
All right. Levante's very good.
David's better than Quan, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Quan is just too inconsistent. He misses tackles.
I wouldn't call Quan inconsistent. Like, I just...
Sorry,
I think Quan is good. I think Quan is pretty dang good. He's just like, I think Levante is a little bit better.
Okay. I'd take Levante. Who would you take? You'd take Le'Veon?
Yeah, I'd take Le'Veon.
Over all the offensive, really, that's surprising to me. Over all the offensive linemen Pittsburgh has. I thought you'd take DeCastro.
I thought about taking DeCastro, but.
Or like Gilbert, I guess. Or yeah, I don't know.
Gator great, Marcus Gilbert.
Yeah. Who was not great there, but Munchak has made him into an elite player. NFL player you'd choose as your champion if you were in a trial by combat situation. Wow, Michael Kist actually asked us a question that we can understand. Pretty impressive stuff.
Okay,
for
him
terms.
Wait, who are we going with? Repeat it again.
NFL player you'd choose as your champion if you were in a trial by combat situation. And remember, you can't choose James Harrison now because I'm assuming this is active NFL players, and he is not active.
I'm picking Chandler Jones in hopes that he's got some resemblance from his UFC brother, John Jones.
Wow, that is a big risk. I'm not sure I see Chandler Jones holding up against the likes of other competitors. Mine would be... Let's go with DeForest Buckner. 6'7", got that reach. Violent with his hands. Super physical, super strong.
I'm going with Danny Amendola.
Just for the grit.
pure uncut grit.
Probably Danny gets hurt. He gets hurt probably a couple minutes into the combat, but he'll live because he'll just will himself to live.
What if you had to pick a quarterback?
Oh man.
No, what if you had to pick a kicker? You know, like, it's got to be a kicker.
I would definitely take Cam for a quarterback. He's like taking a defensive end. Right. Okay, kicker. Janikowski's still in the league, right? He can't move though. That's the problem. He can't move.
He's got girth though.
He does have girth.
Depends on strategy you're going
can't
for.
Can't teach it. Cannot teach it.
No, you can't teach girth. What kicker would I pick?
Like, the good ones are like Justin Tucker, Dan Bailey, you know, Gostkowski, Boswell. They don't look like they'd be
imposing. They're tiny.
Yeah. Gold. I'm trying to think of a kicker that's like got some meat on his bones. I honestly don't even know who the kickers are at the teams.
Going with Mason Crosby.
Yeah, that's not a bad choice. He survived some, you know, he had some rough stretches in his career, and he
just looks like he's seen some stuff.
He does.
You know?
I might take Tucker just because I think if he kicked somebody, they would probably die. His leg's so strong. That's probably my rationale for him.
It's fair. He gives somebody the leg to the shin.
Yeah.
Shin bone shatters.
Yep.
Man.
That's a key weapon. Which player is going to have the most ejections this season due to the new crown of the helmet rules? Perfect's going to get suspended for the. He's already suspended for the first couple games. He's still going to have the most ejections. He's not really a crown of the helmet guy. He's really just a. I'm going to find a way.
I just hate this rule, man.
Yeah, me too. It's impossible.
Because for college football, it sucks. Because you put such a gray area in there that you go, well, you know, he didn't really hit him that hard, but technically sucks. He led with the crown of his helmet, so you're out. And it's like, oh my gosh, come on. Football is such a bang-bang game. Like,
right.
The more rules that you put in, I understand that you're trying to make it safe. And like, we asked Dirk Cutter this question yesterday because there's open OTAs for the media. And the Buccaneers had NFL refs in attendance. And we're kind of like, hey, you know, you had the refs here. Have they been teaching you about the new helmet rule, all this stuff? And he's like, yeah. He's like, you know, they have a series of videos that they're showing every team that they're kind of explaining what they would call, what they wouldn't. And he's like, the video starts out, and it's like Cutter was saying, the video starts out that they show, and it's like the 8 most violent hits of the year last year. And like everyone would go, okay, we don't want to see those anymore. But the problem is, and Cutter didn't say that, and Cutter didn't say this, but I think that he would have liked to if he was allowed to criticize the league. He was just saying that, like, now there's just this massive gray area. Like, sure, nobody wants the extremely violent, boneheaded hits that get people hurt, but now you're in a situation where, like, even if you, like, tackle a guy and it's not even that big of a hit, if you leave with the crown of your helmet, your dude could get ejected.
Yeah.
And it's like, that sucks.
Right. I mean, football is a violent game. You're not going to take that away. Like, you can do things to enhance player safety without changing the rules in a way that make it impossible to play the game the way it was supposed to be played. And if people don't want to play football because it's too dangerous, or they want to retire early because it's too dangerous or whatever, that's totally fine. Like, that's on them. Like, completely fine. You know, like, I'll never complain about a guy like being soft or anything like that because they want to do that. It's completely understandable to me. But the game is the game, man. Like, you know, it's like if they said you couldn't hit each other in the head in boxing or whatever, you know, it's just kind of like,
yeah,
this is a violent sport. Like, that's what it is.
I'm all for making I'm all for making the game itself as safe as possible, and sometimes you got to change things here and there because obviously archaic stuff like in the 70s or 60s, it's like, all right, that was stupid. Let's change that a little bit. Right. But it's just now we're just getting to a big gray area with refereeing.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
Right.
That's because going to suck.
They already have a hard enough time with gray areas.
Apparently, yes.
Can you guys make certified butt cheeks a sponsored term on the pod for the culture? We would like to, but actually certified butt cheeks is already trademarked by J.R. Smith. I believe it's his actual handle on Twitter. I'm pretty sure. Somebody said, which was worse, butt fumble or J.R. Smith play tonight?
J.R. Smith.
J.R. Smith's career. No question. Let's just cut right to the chase.
J.R. Smith literally had power dribble with two hands, go up, could have made a layup. They literally pay that man $15 million to only go for threes. He doesn't even think in his brain that he can hit a layup.
He'll probably go off for 30 in the next game, but I would
And have still cut, wouldn't be I worth his contract.
Right, wouldn't be. I would have cut J.R. Smith this season. Like, he doesn't make anyone around him better, and he will cost your team, and he did in a huge stage. I mean, I would have cut him.
That was so unbelievable last night. I was laughing so hard.
I would never play him.
I thought that he was dribbling it out to shoot an extremely arrogantly confident three.
Yeah, same. Yep.
To win
Which
by two.
Which would have been
two.
Peak JR
and
as well.
That would have been awesome.
Well, also, remember, LeBron is wide open. You know, he's the back guy there. He's wide open.
Never heard of him.
JR looks right at him, decides Never to keep the him. Ball, and then turn and throw it to another teammate.
Here's explanation after the game. I thought they were going to call a timeout. Homie.
Here's my progression of thought.
High game
yeah.
with 3 seconds left, and you just got the offensive board.
Yeah, go up with it. Here's my progression of thought, okay? Saw a Cavs player get the rebound. Wondered which Cavs player it was. Saw that it was J.R. Smith. Saw him take dribbles in the wrong direction and immediately thought he's literally going to chuck a three when a two-pointer could win this game and he's a couple feet from the basket. He dribbles it out, and maybe he doesn't make it, but maybe he gets fouled. You know, it's you obviously go up. You turn and go up there, or like you said, power dribble, go up. So my progression of thought is, okay, he's taking this out to chuck it for a three. He takes it out. I see LeBron wide open. I say, okay, he's going to make the smart decision. Give this to LeBron, and LeBron's going to shoot a three. Still not the smartest decision, but a better decision than turning and wildly firing from 30-plus feet or whatever it might be. He doesn't pass to LeBron. He looks right at him, wide open. LeBron calling for the ball, doesn't pass it, or calling for him to shoot or look at the clock or anything that would require a brain. And he instead turns away from LeBron, looks like he's going to shoot it himself, then kicks it to his teammate who can't get a shot off. It was the dumbest thing I was floored. I mean, floored until you saw it was JR, and then you realize it's just his whole career. Like, he's dumb player who isn't good. Like, he'll catch a hot streak for a game every couple, you never know when, every month. It's honestly that sporadic at this point.
He's finessing that check though, so I gotta respect it.
Sure, but from a coach perspective, why is he playing? I mean, LeBron literally has to beat him and one of the greatest teams, if not the greatest team we've ever seen.
Beat him.
It's mind-boggling. Someone else asked, if you coached J.R. Smith and he made that play in the fourth, what would you say to him?
Get out.
I mean, he wouldn't be on my team. Like,
you're fired.
He wouldn't be on the floor. This isn't like the first time J.R.'s ever done something.
How could you?
Yeah, I would feel
go home to your family
insulted.
If they still love you.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't even think that's family's out of the question at that point. If that was your family member, would you give him the cold shoulder for a couple hours at least after the game?
I've given my family member the cold shoulder for worse. So
yeah, so probably
or for less, as I should right. say.
Someone said, so after you skillfully sidestepped the question last week, let's try again. I don't know what the question was that we sidestepped. I don't feel like we sidestepped any questions. Choose one player for each. Go for a beer with one, fight one, have one over for dinner with the fam.
Okay, so am I fighting one?
That's what it said. Go for a beer with one, fight one, have one over for dinner with the fam.
All right, I'm trying to think here.
Oh, fight one. Well, I'd want to pick like the frailest dude. Right? You're just trying to win and say you beat an NFL player in a fight. I don't think anyone's going to check the weight and height and weight. Give me Danny Amendola for a fight, man. He's getting KO'd.
Can I pick Chad Pennington?
Can we pick retired players? Because go
if
for
I
a
hit
beer
Chad Pennington in the body at all, he gets a concussion and I win.
Go for a beer with one would be like Steve Smith for me, I think.
Oh my gosh, that'd be awesome.
I think he's terrible on the air.
He'd literally make fun of whatever beer you ordered.
Yeah, probably. He'd probably just
like
rip
he could even
inside.
Enjoy it himself.
Right.
Steve Smith is so awesome.
Yeah, I think he's terrible on the air. I mean, I think he's terrible on the air. But the only time he's good is when he goes after people.
He could be a giant jackass on the air.
Well, yeah,
so.
that's the only time he's good is when he just goes after people. He just abandons trying to do analysis and just hammers people. Like, that's my favorite thing from him. Like, when he tries to be like, yeah, one thing I saw from Josh Rosen, blah, 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 this. But when he was like, Josh Rosen places the ball well, and that's the guy I want. I play with tons of quarterbacks who didn't place the ball well. They all suck. Josh Rosen's all, like, that's when I'm like, okay, this is Steve Smith. Just let him go off. That's who he is. He'd probably be the one to go for a beer with.
I think I'd want to go with a beer. It might be Bo Allen. Because I've interacted with Bo a little bit already, and like, he just seems like the funniest dude.
Well, doesn't it have to be a player that you haven't already gone for a beer with?
I mean, I've never gotten a beer with Bo Allen.
Sure, sure. You guys aren't buddies? Sure. Sure, we'll buy it for the pod. We'll buy that you haven't bonded over your hair and Twitter accounts immediately.
I mean, how does that not count, though?
It does count. No, it does.
I don't know. JJ Watt for the hangout with my family thing?
Mine would be Ben Watson, the tight end. I think he's super intelligent guy. He's written really good books on dealing with racial
many leather bound books.
Yes. He's been
Podman
outspoken
smells
about
rich mahogany.
Yeah. I like Ben Watson. He's great.
I think I'd go JJ Watt, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, Watt's a good choice too. Captain America. Trevor, do you play Destiny 2?
I played Destiny 1 a lot. Destiny 1 at its peak was one of my favorite video games I've ever played in my life. Destiny 2 is very bad. Destiny 2 has been bad since launch, and I've played the story. I've played it now 3 times, so I get the story part of it, but like PvE is terrible beyond that. PvP is terrible, and I know they've done little updates here and there. I just don't care. The game failed so much to make me care at the very beginning that I have no interest in even playing Destiny 2 anymore. It's been that bad. And I know that they're doing a bunch of stuff with streamers on the side and behind the scenes to try to make the game better and give it improvements and everything like that. But they're digging themselves out of such a big hole from launch.
Yeah.
Play PvE. None of the stuff that they had originally in Destiny 1 that made you want to log on all the time. The PvP is absolutely broken the way that they play it. They skilled PvP towards so much of just competitive, like with a 4-on-4 format and power weapons not being available for everyone and all this stuff. And so it's like, okay, I play with a couple of really good friends of mine. Hey, power weapons are up. Well, I mean, I guess you guys can have them because we want to win. So I'm never going to snipe or shotgun ever again in Destiny 2. Like, how is that fun for me? It's not. And, like, I'm not even that terrible at the game. But, like, at any time I'm in a situation where we want to win or something, we just have to give power ammo to the very best player. And that's usually not me. So it's just there's just so many flaws with Destiny 2. And I wish it wasn't so, because it was one of my favorite. The Destiny 1 game was one of my – I put 3 years in that game. I love that game so much. But I cannot get into Destiny 2 because of the changes they made. So there you go.
Yeah. Okay, very complete response, and I have no opinion on the matter, so you're probably right. We got a couple more that we didn't get to, but we got to wrap up today's show. I'll try to answer as many as I can on Twitter for you guys via text. Next week we'll have new show topics that are yet to be revealed, even to us, because we don't know, but it's going to be good. You know it's going to be good. So
that was the
in.
Best way. That was I'm the just, best way you could have possibly said we haven't decided what we're going to talk about
right.
next week yet.
I'm just being
you
honest.
Sound
with
like
people.
There were greater powers at work.
There are. We don't know what the Lord will reveal to us in the coming days, but our hearts and our minds are open to where it would lead into a Monday.
In a dream.
Yes.
In a dream.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I'm excited. Until then, keep it locked right here.
If the Lord, if the Lord revealed to you in a dream that you were doing a podcast, it'd be like, man, that was lame. Can you like reveal something more important?
Yeah. Where am I going to be at 10 years from now?
Right. That's like,
what are the lottery numbers?
I'm just kidding. This podcast is the most important thing you guys got going on in your life. Yeah, so obviously. There.
Right. Until then, till next week, keep it locked right here. Locked On NFL Draft.